Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you.
I want you to just take a moment and take a seat right where you're at. There are those of you in this place that you've never fully trusted your life over to God. Yes, you've been to church. Some of you guys were raised in church. Some of you, your parents told you you were Christians growing up. Maybe they hung a cross or St. Christopher around your neck, had you baptized or christened as a child. Maybe you were dedicated like you saw tonight. And yet you've just been living your life on your own, living your life for yourself, trying to be a good person, trying to do what's right according to what society says. And yet, the Bible is very clear that by no means will anyone enter the kingdom of heaven except they be born again. What does that mean? That means that you've trusted God fully with everything, all of your heart and all of your life. Doesn't mean that you can quote a scripture or that you can celebrate Christmas or any of those things. It's not a religious expression. It's a relational lifestyle. You lay down your life before God, giving him everything, all of your heart and all of your life. As you do that, God comes in and he makes you brand new on the inside. He gives you all of his heart and he gives you all of his life. You can't be good enough to earn it. You can't attend enough church to deserve it. You can't be nice enough, pretty enough, smart enough. That's not going to make it. The only way is by simply surrendering your heart and life to Jesus Christ. And tonight, in this safe and friendly church service, I want to give you an opportunity to do just that. I want to pray a simple prayer with you because the Bible says if you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that you will be saved. And so I want to lead you in a simple prayer to just trust in God. Maybe it's the first time. Maybe it's a rededication in your life. You might have been going strong with God at one time, but you've backslidden, found yourself in places you never thought you'd be, doing things you never thought you'd do. And tonight, you say, I need to come back to God. Maybe you've gotten lethargic. Maybe you're stagnant in your relationship with Jesus. At one time, you're on fire for God, but your love has grown cold, and you're just going through religious motions. And tonight, you're saying, I need to go all out for Jesus again, because Jesus said, when I come, I want to find you hot or cold, because if I find you lukewarm, I'll vomit from my mouth. We don't want that. No one wants an eternity away from God, separated from God. That's torment. That's hell. I don't want that for you. You don't want that for you. But more than both of us, God doesn't want that for you. That's why he sent Jesus, beaten, bloodied, and hung on the cross, so that if you died, that you could be with him eternally. If you believe with your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, laying down all of your heart and all of your life before him, then you will be saved. It's a choice you make every day. It's not just a rote prayer. It's not something you say one time and abracadabra and now you're a Christian. No, no, no. You're making a decision. I'm going to follow Jesus all my days, all of my heart, but also notice all of my life. Throughout your days, Jesus said you have to take up your cross daily and follow him. And that's the commitment that it's going to take, is a lifelong commitment to Jesus Christ. Doesn't mean you'll be perfect. Doesn't mean you'll never mess up, but it does mean that when you do, you get up, you dust off, you repent, you turn from your way, and you keep following God's way. You turn to God, and you follow him. Don't ever give up on God, because God will never give up on you. And come to him with your mess. Come to him with all of your mistakes. He's not concerned about that. No, he wants you just as you are, but he loves you too much to leave you that way. He'll grow you up. He'll clean you up. He'll bless you. Don't try and clean yourself up. No, come to God. He'll clean you up from the inside out. Some of you guys are in messes in life. You don't know how to handle it. Just bring it to Jesus. Surrender to him all of your heart and all of your life. In a moment, I'm going to count to three, one, two, three, and then I'm going to pop my hand on this microphone, bang, just like that. When you hear my hand pop on that microphone, bang, that's your opportunity to simply slip your hand up in the air. Couldn't get any easier tonight. I want to pray with you right there in your seat. It's not going to call you forward, but just pray with you right there in your seat. You can be born again right where you're at, even online, wherever you're watching from. You can pray right where you're at. But just raising your hand is just a simple expression saying, I need to give God all my heart, and I need to give God all of my life. I'll see your hand slip up in the air. If you're here live, I'll count it. You can put it right back down. You say, I might be embarrassed if I do that. I came with people tonight. They're going to see me. Yeah, that's okay. Jesus said, if you confess me before man, I'll confess you before my Father. But if you deny me, I will deny you. So today, it's your call. Today, it's your choice. Like I said, couldn't get any simpler. This is all it takes tonight. And then a simple prayer that can change your entire life. You've got to just do something so simple tonight, making that public confession of your faith, saying, yeah, I want to be included in that prayer. I'll see it go up, count it, put it right back down. Probably won't even be embarrassed. But tonight, it's your night of salvation. Who should raise your hand if you've been running from God instead of to God? I'm speaking to you. Who should raise your hand if you're not sure? Make sure. Who should raise your hand? Maybe you've never done this before. Could have been in church all your life, but it's always just been a religious thing and not a relational thing. And tonight you're saying, I want to surrender everything to God. Tonight, it's your night. Or maybe if you're lukewarm or backslidden, you need to come home like the prodigal. You need to make a fresh rededication to the Lord. You can do that tonight. I'm going to count to three. Pop my hand at this microphone. You know who you are all across this auditorium and online. One, two, three. Slip your hand up in the air right now if that's you. There's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Thank you. There's 10, 11, 12, 13 in the family room. I got you. Thank you. 14 right here. Anybody else? 15 right there. Yeah, thank you. If I saw your hand, you can put it down. Thank you, guys. It's wonderful. 16 and 17 up top. Yep. Got you, guys. Anybody that I did not see yet, like I said, couldn't get any easier. Tonight, it's your night of salvation. You're saying, yeah, include me in that prayer too, Pastor. Anybody else? Just one more sweep. Hey, wonderful, wonderful. There's 18 right there. Thank you. God bless you. 18, 19 up there. They're pointing over. Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you. I got another little hand. That's awesome. Bible says, let the little children come to me. Jesus said that. Such is the kingdom of heaven. That's how simple it is. It's just a simple raising of the hand. Right here. Oh, wonderful. Excellent. Best choice right there. 19 people. That's wonderful. Anybody else? Just last call real quick. Real quick. Anybody else? If there's 19, you just got to know there's 20. Jack, is that you? All right, Jack. Wonderful. 20. Praise the Lord. Can we give the Lord a praise for 20 wise people? My friend over there, Jack, he's amazing. Love that guy. He was doing backflips during praise and worship. It was awesome. Let's pray together. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? And everybody say this out loud together, but especially those of you giving your heart to the Lord right now. Everybody say this. Say, Father God, I come to you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you all my heart and all my life. I surrender everything to you for the rest of my days. From now on, I'm following you. I'm a Christian. I'm born again, headed for heaven, denying hell, because I believe that Jesus Christ is your only begotten Son, that he came and died and was raised again to life just for me. Thank you, Jesus. Fill me with your Spirit and lead me for the rest of my days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Can we give the Lord a praise tonight? Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Well, for those of you that prayed that prayer tonight, we're going to have a very special church service, and so we're doing things a bit different. But on your way out, we're going to have some friends. And this is Pastor Joel right here. He's waving some books in the air, okay? These are free materials available for you. You can go pick those things up absolutely free. Also, we have a little bifold, I believe, for the children that explains what happened in their life as well. Some children's materials available for you guys. We'll have those outside in the foyer. You'll see some of those friends just waving those in there. Just head on over there, pick up those materials. We would love to connect with you for a quick moment and then send you on your way. Well, hey, Rock family, love you guys so much. Welcome to 2025 Mother's Day Blessing Church Service. We're not done just yet. Hey, Chris, can you hear me over there, sir? I'd like to get the blessing ready. Can you let the team know in the back? We're gonna continue to sing. I'm calling an audible right now. We're changing things up. We're going to do something a little bit differently tonight. If it is your first time here tonight, we want to welcome you and thank you for joining us. You're never a stranger in your Father's house, and so we hope you feel like family. Tonight, we're going to anoint every person in the building, everybody. The Bible talks about the anointing of God, and we're going to take a look at a scripture tonight in the book of Isaiah. But I want to start in Isaiah chapter number 54. Isaiah chapter number 54. Every word from God, every promise from God, the Bible tells us in Christ Jesus is yes, and in him, amen. And even though these promises might have been made to national Israel because of what they were going through at the time, whether it was occupation, whether it was being dispersed or taken captive in the nations abroad, all of these promises, as we see them in the scriptures, God tells us that these promises are for you and these promises are for me. Isaiah chapter 54, verse number 17 says this. It's the last verse. So if you find chapter 55, just back up one verse. And it says this: no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. I wonder, do we have any servants of the Lord in the building tonight? We got any servants of the Lord watching online tonight? Hey, this is the heritage. This is what God gives you by birthright. Because your righteousness, your position, your right standing is from God. Like we saw on the altar call tonight, you can't do this on your own. You cannot earn God's grace. It is something that is bestowed. It's something that is given by God because God is good. And God loves us and He delights to watch over His children. And God is protecting us and He says, hey, because you're my kids, guess what? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Not an arrow, not a sword, not a spear, not a gun, not a bullet, not a tank, not a missile. Nothing. No bioweapon, no drone, no tank. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you know, there are people who would love to say, oh, you Christians, you're such hypocrites. You're so awful. Why would you Bible beat anybody? You don't really believe that stuff, do you? Any tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. Why? Because this is the heritage of the people who serve the Lord. I want to take you to Isaiah chapter 43. You're there in Isaiah 54. Turn back to Isaiah 43. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 and 2. Again, this is a promise to national Israel, but it's a promise that we can claim now under the new covenant because we are in Christ. And now we are sons of Abraham by faith because Abraham was the father of faith. And now all these promises in Christ Jesus are yes and in Him, amen, to the glory and praise of God the Father. Look at Isaiah 43, verse number 1 and verse number 2. But now thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel. Now remember, we are now grafted in. We are a part of Israel. It says, fear not. You never have to be afraid. Why? For I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name. Did you notice that when you gave your heart to Jesus, who is the Christ, you became a Christian? You took His name. He says, I have called you by your name. You are mine. Verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When will you walk through the fire? Now, listen, water would be bad enough, right? Flooding water, walking through a river of water, that would be hard enough. That would be difficult. That would be a challenge. But now He raises it, doesn't He? He says, when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. And this happened physically to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel. They literally walked through the fires and it didn't touch them. But you might be going through a fiery trial in your life right now. There might be things that happen in our nation and in our land. We've seen turmoil over the past 5 years especially. We've seen things going on that we thought, man, this is crazy. We haven't seen this stuff since the 60s or the 90s. Things that are taking place, tremendous turmoil, political turmoil, social turmoil. There was racial divide, political divide, all sorts of things. The economy is going south. Now there's wars all over the world that are hitting the headlines in different parts of the planet. And we're seeing these things, and sometimes our hearts can be gripped with fear. What if I get sick? Or what if a war breaks out here? Or what about terrorists? Or what about all the people that are coming in? What if terrorists are coming over our borders? And all these things that are racking people's brains. Well, what if the Republicans are in control? And what if the Democrats are in control? And what if the pedestrians start walking around? I mean, all these things hit us, don't they? And yet God says, you don't have to be afraid because I've redeemed you. I've called you by your name. I know who you are. I know where you live. I know what's coming in your life. And you never have to fear because even though you walk through the waters, floods might come against you, floods of dissipation, the things that the world wants to spew at us. And yet I'm going to keep you through the waters. And guess what? If you walk through the fires, they're not going to touch you. That trial will only serve to refine you. I'm going to get rid of the stuff that doesn't belong, but you will come out as pure as gold. Tested by the fires, God says, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to watch over you. And tonight, we're going to pray, and we're going to anoint everyone, like I said, in the building. Now, I want to read you a scripture about this in Isaiah 10. Isaiah 10, we're just back on our way through the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 10, look at verse number 27. Isaiah chapter 10 and verse number 27 says this, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder, and his yoke from your neck. A yoke was a sort of a U-shaped, double U, kind of upside down W like this. And that yoke would be placed over an ox or a cow's neck. And they would take that yoke and they would put ropes to it and that would pull heavy burdens, plows that they would pull on that. Oftentimes a yoke of oxen would be put together. There'd be two by two. And so he's saying if the enemy is coming at you and wanting to lock you in, and weigh you down and burden you. He says, that's something that's going to be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke taken off your neck. And look at this. And the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke. And that's why we take anointing oil and we apply it to your head. Because what we're doing is symbolically, we're placing something on you. Now listen, the oil itself doesn't have any magical powers, okay? It's not that we prayed it and we blessed over it and did something and now all of a sudden it has special quality in itself. And if you just touch this anointing oil, that is not what we're saying tonight, okay? That's gimmicks and we don't play that stuff. All it is symbolic. Because God told us that we would lay hands, and in that laying on of hands, spiritually something takes place. There is a transference in the spirit, not in the natural. Listen, I can put my hand on someone's head and nothing happens. But when I believe God and there's an anointing, and I lay hands, all of a sudden, because I'm doing something God's way, now there's a spiritual transference that takes place from heaven to earth. And in that laying on of hands, there's an agreement. Jesus said, if you agree as anything as touching, it will be agreed upon in heaven. Tonight, we're going to pray a prayer of protection over your life. Tonight, we're going to pray a prayer of blessing over your life, and not just over you, over your family, over your generations. It won't be a long prayer. It'll be a short prayer. It might sound something like this. In the name of Jesus, we pray protection and blessing. Amen. Something simple like that. Now, the words might be different, but the heart is really what God is looking at tonight. That there is an agreement as touching. There's an anointing that's applied. And that anointing oil represents the Holy Spirit who covers and protects your life. I told this story in the morning church services, and I love to tell it because they were some personal friends of mine. But there was a couple in our church, and the wife worked for San Bernardino County Inspector's Office. They were having a Christmas party at the IRC down the street. Some of you guys already know this story or know where it's going when you heard IRC. Because as they went into that Christmas party, there was a shooting that took place. 14 lives were taken, and her life was not taken. In fact, she had just gotten a promotion and was working with some of the upper brass, and she was standing on the side out of where the bullets were being sprayed, and it just so happened that she had just got that promotion and was working with them for that Christmas party and happened to be standing out of the line of sight and out of the line of fire. Listen, there are no coincidences. She's been in this church. She had been prayed for. The anointing of God had been applied to her life, and she was protected in that. And not just her, we had other members that were there. We had people, I remember the story that when the buses pulled into our parking lot, someone shouted out, "Oh, thank God, we're safe." There was another pastor that I met up at Redlands Community Hospital when we did the clergy appreciation luncheon. And he came to me and he said, "You're the pastor at The Rock?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I just want to shake your hand and say thank you." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because we were watching the television that day. My daughter has special needs and disabilities. But when we saw the line of people walking across, we recognized her walk. We said, she's safe at The Rock. We're so thankful for you. Thank God." Why? Because God protects this place. And God protects his people. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment against you, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of those who serve the Lord. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have our pastors line up across the front here. Pastors, you're welcome to come and stand right now. We're going to have the anointing oil applied to our hands. You and your family, we're going to split the Red Sea. Okay, this side, we want you to line up in this aisle here. Okay? This side, you're going to line up in this aisle here. Okay? And as you line up, you're going to be directed forward by one of the ushers to one of these pastors that'll be here. We're going to pray that simple prayer over your life, and then you're welcome to be dismissed as you leave. For those of you that prayed that prayer tonight, make sure to get the materials on their way out. So some of our SBT friends, if you guys would like to come to the front of the line so that you can be prepared, you are welcome to cut, okay? So just say, "I'm an SBT," all right? Maybe flash your badge, and they'll let you get up there quickly, all right? So you can be dismissed this side to this aisle right here. Line up this side to this aisle right now. Go ahead and stand up and be dismissed to that aisle. And we're going to pray the prayer of faith over your life. For those of you joining us online, like I said, it doesn't matter the oil. If you have some oil in your hands, maybe some olive oil, something like that, take some on your hand, apply it to those in your household, and pray. Pray the protection and pray the blessing of God over your household in Jesus' name. God's going to protect your life as well.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.